بدن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. درد دل means the pain of the heart. As Hazrat mentions, that the pain of the heart is actually the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every love has got pain within it. So darde dil comes many times. Darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. The pain of the heart. He thinks, mere tan mein bajaye aab gil. In my body, tan. Tan means body. In my body, bajaye aab gil. Aab means water. Aab, water. That's why they say peshab. Peshab means Abi Pesh, the water which comes from the front. Sharab. Sharab. Shar. Shar means evil. So Sharab is Abi Shar, evil water. So Ab means water. Gil is sand. So Bajaya Abu Gil, made of sand and water, my body. Darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. It must be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inshallah, today we did these first two lines. We'll repeat it tomorrow again. Inshallah, so we can try to remember these. Inshallah, if a person remembers these ash'ar and understands the meaning, then he'll get more enjoyment, inshallah, in his zikr. Be able to concentrate. Just one more time, we'll do it. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane hu. May my heart be an open field, empty field. Nothing must be inside there. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Tu means you. Only you must be in there, only you must be in there, only you must be in there. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. Now, if you remember the word aab, aab means water. So you'll remember, in a body made of water and sand, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. There must be the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. So inshallah, remember these three words. One is dard. Dard means pain. Dil, heart. Darde dil, pain of the heart, the love of Allah ta'ala. To you. And abu gil, water and sand, the body made of water and sand. So inshallah, if you remember these few keywords, inshallah we'll be able to construct the whole sentence. We'll have an idea of exactly what is being read in these ash'ar. Allah give us tawfiq. Regarding the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday in the kitab it's called Mi'raj al-Mu'mineen by one of the Sayyid Mia Abid rahmatullahi alayhi, who was an alim of South Africa in Ladysmith. So he mentioned there one incident of Musa alayhi salam, and there was a choker in his tank. So when Allah Ta'ala sent, and he used to always imitate Musa alayhi salam, wear his clothing to mock him. So when Allah Ta'ala sent the punishment down, then he was not involved in the punishment. He did not, Allah Ta'ala didn't punish him. Everybody else was destroyed, but he was saved. So Musa alayhi salam was surprised. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did this person get saved? Whereas he was mocking me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, that because he imitated you, imitated your outward, so I felt shy to punish him. How could I punish him? He was imitating my beloved, even though he did it in a mocking way. So then Mawlana writes after that, that what about those people who try to imitate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not mocking, and they were sincere intention. They've got weaknesses within themselves, but they're trying to imitate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will be their status? How won't Allah Ta'ala send his special favors upon them? So that is why we're doing the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how can we try to follow it? Outwardly, which shabahat leke ayahu, on the day of Qiyamah, would say, oh Allah Ta'ala, we couldn't bring the reality, you made it the reality. But we just brought the outward form. Whatever we could try, we tried. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِكَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنُمْ. Whoever will imitate someone, he will be amongst them. So these are certain adabs and etiquettes when a person enters and leaves the toilet. Yesterday we had done that when a person enters the toilet, firstly is the dua, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khubuthi wal khaba'ith. And then when entering the toilet, enter with the left foot. When removing the undergarment, try to lower oneself toward the ground as much as possible, and thereafter remove the garment. And when coming out of the toilet, first with the right foot, and then the dua, غُفْرَانَكَ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَثَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَآفَانِي. We explained yesterday that Allah Ta'ala, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness when coming out of the toilet, and we are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, what a great ni'mat, that this filth and dirt which was in our body, Allah has taken it out. So this we have done yesterday. Today's sunnah, before entering the toilet, remove any ring, etc., upon which any verses of the Quran Sharif or the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is visible. If a ta'weed is covered with a cloth and sewn, it will be permissible to enter the toilet while wearing it. So any other ayat of the Quran Sharif, the rings, etc., which is because this is disrespectful to the name of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 8, when revealing oneself, do not face the Qibla nor turn the back towards it. When revealing oneself, to not face the Qibla nor turn the back towards it, because this is disrespectful to the Qibla, and these are the Sha'air Allah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must not be disrespectful. This is why the ulama say also we should not stretch our legs towards the Qibla. A person sits back and is stretching his legs towards the Qibla, is disrespectful, because the Qibla, we honor it, we respect it. Whatever a person honors, we must show that respect and adab to it, and in our deen teaches us very, very greatly adab and respect. So when relieving oneself, do not face the Qibla nor turn the back towards it, whether one is in a toilet, in a room, wherever it is. We should be particular. If a person is in such a place which is directly facing the Qibla, he is in a toilet, so then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, in some places, they should turn the body slightly, slight turning of the body, that is sufficient also, away from the direction of Qibla. So sometimes if a person goes to a certain area, it's directly in line with the Qibla, just turn the body slightly away. This is sufficient also, that a person is not facing the Qibla. When relieving oneself, do not speak except out of absolute necessity. Also do not engage in any zikr whilst in the toilet. So a person should not speak whilst relieving himself. This is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam severely disliked it. Be extremely careful and ensure the droplets of urine do not splash upon one, as most of the punishment of the grave is due to not protecting oneself from urine splashes. We should be very particular about this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that because of urine drops and because of backbiting, most of the punishment of the grave comes to a person because of this. So we should be very particular, we do not drop. And on the other hand, we shouldn't get doubts in waswasa. Some people get so much of doubts that they feel, no, I'm not, something might have touched me. Until you don't have yaqeen and conviction, you shouldn't worry about it. But we should just make sure, but extra precautions we should be. But we shouldn't go on the other extreme also, that our person gets so much of waswasa and doubts, everything he thinks, I'm nafak all the time. Some people actually change their clothing, like one clothing, and then they go for toilet, another clothing. This is not correct also. Like it was.
What Ramadan Sharif, the barakat, the blessing of Ramadan Sharif. Title is Allah Allah Ye Mahina Iska Nazdishan. Allah Allah Ye Mahina Kiska Nazdishan. Allah Allah Ye Mahina کس قدر ذیشان ہے شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے پاب زنجیر مصیبت پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام
رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام، رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام، حیف لیکن تین دن کا، حیف لیکن تین دن کا، تو فقط مہمان ہے، حیف لیکن تین دن کا، تو فقط مہمان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے، کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے، اے مبارک مہمان سب سے ہماری جان ہے، اے مبارک مہمان سب کا ہماری جان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، اور تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی، تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی، روزہ داروں پر تیرا، روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے، روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ، تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ، اے معزز مہمان، اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے، اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی، نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی، صبر دن کو رات کو، صبر دن کو رات کو، شکر خدا ہر آن ہے، صبر دن کو رات کو، شکر خدا ہر آن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، پورے دن کے صبر کا، پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا، پورے دن کے صبر کا، پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا، بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے، بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے، ہے دعا تسلیم کی، ہے دعا تسلیم کی، ہر سال ہم مہمان کریں، ہے دعا تسلیم کی، ہر سال ہم مہمان کریں، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام، حیف لیکن تین دن کا، تو فقط مہمان ہے، شاہ جس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، شاہ جس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے،
کلام آف رحمۃ اللہ شیخ عارف اللہ علیہ شافی محمد اختر رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ, فیضان مدینہ. اللہم صلی علی سید محمد.
ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو, ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ. یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو ہے, دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنگ علم سے, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنگ علم سے, فیضان نبوت سے ملا اس کو سکینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ. جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, مومن پہ ہوا کشف و مدفون خزینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, ہر شر سے ہوئے پاک بنے مثل نگینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. خالی جو تھا انوار محبت کی رمق سے, خالی جو تھا انوار محبت کی رمق سے, ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے وہی سینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, جو کفر کی ظلمت سے تھا ایک عبد کمینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ. اے صلی علی آپ کے فیضان رسالت, اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، جو مثل حجر تھا وہ ہوا رشک نگینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھور میں، جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھور میں، اب رہبر امت ہے وہ گمراہ سفینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد، اللہ کا احسان بے خون پسینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو، ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي، يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First, we'll translate these beautiful poems. The first one with regard to this honorable and great month of Ramadan, and written by it's a lady, Amatullah Tasneem. If I subject to correction, it's the mother of Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Nadawi. She was an extremely pious lady, and she had molded her son, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. She had made great effort in molding him. And there is a great lesson in here that how ladies can also excel. If they also move forward, what the stages they can reach. And she was a lady in the house, but she made her son that he served deen in the world, and to what an extent. And just to understand little bit who Maulana was given the last Jummah of Ramzan Mot. And Jummah, he made ghusl finish. And then he sat down to read. And he told he wants to read Surah Kahf. And he opened the Quran, and it was Surah Yasin. And when he came to, I can't remember the ayat, but the ayat of entering Jannah, there he passed away. Whichever fazilat you can think of, Allah gave it. Ramzan, Jummah, finish my ghusl, ready to go for Jummah, reading Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. So this is, I think, from subject to correction, his mother. And very sadly, very few poems are written about the honor and enjoyment of Ramadan. But see how Allah has blessed the lady, how she appreciated Ramzan. Allah, Allah, ye mahina kis qadar zi shan hai. Oh Allah, how honorable is not this month of Ramadan. If we can understand this, how we look forward to Ramadan. Like any person, what special occasion he has got, how he looks forward to it. If, for example, a businessman for December, how he waits for December, and how he looks forward to it. A young man who is going to get married, after 6 months is my marriage date, how he looks forward to that. A person who is in sports, for any those filthy, dirty things, but that big day of that cup final or something, how he looks forward to it. All the things of this dunya, how a person looks forward. For a mu'min, the real thing to look forward is to the month of Ramadan. That throughout the year, like just Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali said, Wada anika shabe akhir mein hai. My date, my meeting with Allah is in the last part of the night. Subah hi se intizare sham hai. From the morning, I'm waiting for the next day's tahajjud already. Just finish fajr now, and I'm waiting, when will that time come to meet my beloved? So a mu'min, really, Ramzan just finishes, and he wishes, when is the next Ramzan again? I have to wait 11 months for Ramzan again. Not that, oh, this burden is gone. Finish now, no more rozas. Now I can watch my TV again. Now I can get back to all my filth and dirt. No, but the mu'min who understands what this month is, how happy he will be that he's got this month, and how he will look forward to this month. This month is Zishan. It has got great, great honor. Shahid uske rafat wa azmat ka khud Quran hai. And who is giving evidence that this month is such a great honor and such a great month? The Quran Sharif, a witness like the Quran Sharif. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The greatest proof that can be in the world, the Quran. Quran testifies to the greatness of this night. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. And also, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That this Layla Mubarak is in this month. Laylatul Qadr is in this month. What a month is not this month. Hote hain nazil farishte apne rab ke hukam se. And the farishtas, Allah has created them solely for his ibadat. And they are engaged in Allah's ibadat all the time. But in this month, Allah sends them down to the earth. And then on the earth, Allah Ta'ala tells them, now give up my ibadat. Just say Ameen on the du'as of my ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever you are making du'a day, night, the farishtas are saying Ameen on your du'as. What doubt can be in that du'a getting accepted? There is no doubt in that du'a getting accepted, on which the farishtas are saying Ameen. This is the great, how a person should not look forward that the malaika everywhere, they are saying Ameen on the du'as of the ummah. Taab zanjeer musibat aaj hai shaytan, har shaytan. And all the shaitans are chained up, and they are fastened. What a month. The month in which there are no shayateen also. Like for example, one of the great wisdoms that Allah has made, Jahannam. That all the bad guys will be in Jahannam. Otherwise, if there wasn't, and in Jannah they should still come and rob you, hijack you, and then object the Jannah shouldn't have been Jannah. But now they are all locked up. So this is the month Allah locked up all the shayateen also. So this is a month, what a month that Allah has made, that the shayateen who are all the time troubling you, and this is openly evidence that how to keep roza is not a thing, but three, four, five-year-old children crying to keep roza, because shaitan is not there. And people who can't give up the sports, who can't give up the TV, they give it up easily in this month. A person can't find himself to make five times namaz, Ramzan is making 20 rakats of Tarawih also. And he's making tahajjud also. And Fajr is so early also, because shayateen are not there. It's a clear evidence that they are not there. And this month, work through it in such a way that we get immunity, we get immunized from the shayateen for the rest of the year. Like a person gets, what's this, injections? Immunization. Get immunization from shaitan in this month. If we spend our month properly, for inshallah 11 months, we will get immunization from shaitan also. This is why Allah is, and a person who gets immunized from shaitan, what problem has he got after that? This is that month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Raat sab raaton se behtar hai, tere maah siyam. All your nights are the best nights of the year. The nights of Ramadan, these are the nights that from Maghrib time, right till Sehri time, till the time of Tahajjud finishes, that Allah is so close to a person and duas are so readily accepted. Haif, lekin teen din ka tu fakat mehman hai. What a great ni'mat you are, but you only a mehman of a few days. So don't wait and don't try and count that how many rozas are left, how many tarawis are left, when is it going to get finished. Don't worry of getting a flow marker and scratching off the days on the calendar. Cry that already 5 days are gone. Although how much of time is gone, this valuable time, what did I make of it? This weekend, this Ramadan is a festival. It is the greatest festival and it's a greatest celebration. A festival to celebrate the revelation of the Quran. And for that Allah chose the honorable month of Ramadan. What a great thing, this great kitab Allah revealed in this month. The month was so honorable, and the Quran Allah revealed in this month, that was such a great honorable. And the night it was revealed, Laylatul Qadr, Allah has made that. This is a month of all those great, great blessings. So a person shouldn't, a mu'min really, and if we prepare ourselves, and that is why we have to attend programs not only in Ramadan, but throughout the year. Make our mizaj, get connected with Allah, come to realize what a great treasure Allah has given us in the form of our deen. And thus when we make connection with Ahlullah, and we don't only know masail of deen, we don't only know hadith and hawala, that this has been referred by this person and this ayat is in that surah and this is the number of the ayat, etc. But we know that connection with Allah. And we get a taste of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives one very great, beautiful example. He says the grapevine that is grown for commercial purposes, where they make wine from it especially, they don't let it grow very high, just about a meter, meter and a half, so that they get quality grapes. And at the bottom also, all the leaves, little small branches are cut off, so that everything is now found in the top, and you get quality grapes. So he says that, and only on top there are some leaves there, or the grape leaves, and then the bunch of grapes on top of that. So a little end, it walks from the bottom, and how long? Small end, slowly, slowly, slowly it comes up. And then it comes to the leaves, and commonly it will be found that there are holes in that leaves. The ants are eating. Those insects are eating those leaves, and there are ants, so they spray it, etc. So it's living its whole life now on that leaf, after making so much effort to get here. Its nourishment, its life, its everything on there. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, which our Shaykh narrated this to us many times, that if that ant had found a Shaykh, and the Shaykh had told that ant, you made great effort, you came from the bottom, Right till the top you walk, you can't tell yeah. And you are spending your life on the leaves, it's your nourishment, your sustenance, everything you get from here. But if you had made the effort of going 1 centimeter higher, and you got 1 drop of the great juice, then your subhanallah should come out from the bottom of your heart. You are living on the great leaf, everything is there for you. But had you got 1 drop of the great juice, so he gives that example, especially for ulama who made so much effort. They learned to read Quran Sharif, Nazra, they became Hafiz, they became Alim, they studied so much of grammar, Arabic grammar, everything they did. And then they came to the leaves, they serve in deen also now. They are Imams, they are Ustads, they are everything also. But if that Alim, the Sheikh, you can find a Sheikh who told him you have made great sacrifices, you have learned so much, you have come right till here, just go 1 centimeter higher. And you get 1 drop of Allah's marifat and Allah's love, then you will see. So just to know the outside things is mashallah, it's ilm, there is great benefit and great virtue. But when you get 1 drop of Allah's love and Allah's marifat, then you have found everything. So this is that month that Allah Ta'ala has given us to develop that. If we spend our time correctly and we can get 1 drop of Allah's muhabbat, Allah's marifat, then for the, not the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, we will see that it will be immunization from shaitan, from nafs also. And a person who is free, if there are 2 enemies behind you, you are walking and you know there are 2 enemies behind you, how, what's your condition? And when you are relieved of them, if they are now taken away, now you can walk like a free person. Now for today, we have understood things upside down. A person thinks when he's not in deen, then he's a free person. He does what he wants to, goes where he wants to. But that is just like a student who is in class 4. And he's not attending classes, he's living a free life. Not studying, not doing homework, nothing he's doing. So at the end of the year, he'll remain in class 4. He'll fail the exams. He won't get promotion. But a person who stays in restriction, for that person there is freedom. He attends classes properly, he does his homework, he studies, he will go to class 5. And soon he'll be graduated and he'll be out. So just like that, we are dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is outwardly a prison for a believer. But in that prison, you have got everything. To understand that point also, and another one point also, that dua also we must make very carefully. One person made dua all the time that, Ya Allah, if I get my 2 meals a day, then I will just make your ibadat all the time. Police came, they arrested him, put him in jail. Now he's getting his 2 meals a day. Now he can make ibadat whole day, but he's in jail there. So we carefully a person must make dua. So anyway, so even in the jail, and there, if he's free there, nothing else, he's getting his 2 meals. So Allah put us in the jail of this dunya. And here, if we make Allah's ibadat, what freedom won't we get? When you go into the qabr, as far as your eyes can see, your jannah will be stretched. And there your qabr won't be that small qabr. It will be so spacious. And a person who lived in freedom in this world, and he broke Allah's laws all the time, and he did as he wanted to, his qabr will be so tight that the ribs of one side will go into the ribs of the other side. So this is through freedom that a person comes into Sharia. Just like a woman who calls herself a free woman, a career woman, working woman, a business executive, going meetings, traveling around, etc. It looks like freedom, but she's in so much of restriction. How she has to dress, for example, all the time. How she has to watch her body movement all the time. She's under, everyone is watching her all the time. And she has to be so careful with everything of hers. If something has to come out from her nose, etc., how it will look for her. And on the other hand, a woman who is at home, she's got freedom. It looks like she's in restriction in the home. She don't have to worry of her makeup. She don't have to worry that her stocking is torn a little bit. Or she don't have to worry her petticoat is sticking out at the bottom little bit, or her slip or anything else. She's got freedom in the house. She's a free woman. A woman who lives in a modern city of today, whether it is London or whether it is Tokyo or wherever, how lot restriction on that woman. And a woman who is in a village, she's got a free life. She gets up when she wants to. She's got no tension, no pressure. So this is a big bluff that there's freedom for women outside. There is great restriction on them. And if they are in the home, there is total freedom for them. They are relieved of so many things. So anyway, this Ramzan is just a few days. Make qadr of it. Let us not wait and count and calculate how many rakats of Tarawih are finished, how many suparas are finished, how many days are finished. Make qadr. And the Ramzan, and in any case, Ramzan is not going to get stuck anywhere. That only at the 10th roza it will get stuck. It's going to go. We can fall off. We can go to the qabr. Or may Allah save us. Somebody lands up in a hospital. Somebody lands up in an accident. But Ramzan is going to carry on. Time hasn't stopped for anyone till today. Time just carries on and on. What is important? How am I making this time valuable for me? There is a block of ice. You can't see it, but it's melting all the time. Chupke, chupke, rafta, rafta, dam, badam. That block of ice is getting smaller, and before you know, in front of your eyes, it's gone. There is no ice left. It's melting all the time. But if you took that block of ice and put it in a glass of water, it will make it cold. You will enjoy it. So our time and Ramzan and our time also is going to pass. You don't have to calculate and work out and how many days are gone and how many are left, etc. That's going to pass. But make our time valuable. Use the time instead of doing all this calculation, put it into our preparation of Akhirah. And then see how valuable our lives will become. And wallah, just like the block of ice, you put it in the water, it makes it cold. And the person enjoys drinking it. And the subhanallah will come from the bottom of the heart. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, advice Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Mia Ashraf Ali, Pani Thanda Karke Pite Piyo, Taake Subhanallah Tere Dil Se Nikle. When you drink that cold water on a hot day, how don't you enjoy it? So more than that enjoyment, if we make our life valuable, then your life in this world, you will start enjoying. Otherwise, we are just going to live like animals. We don't even know why we came in this world. We're just passing. I have to go to shop. I have to work the whole day. Make my namazes also. Ramzan, I read Quran also. I keep roza also. But no direction we got. A person who, and any person, how many people we say in this world, that's a poor chap, he got no direction in life. Whether we got direction. Where are we going? For what are we in this world? Do we ever think of this? This should be a continuous thing. Why did Allah put me in this world? This whole big karkhana, this whole big factory of the world, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the blowing of the winds, the seas, the skies, the earth, the growing of what? Quran Sharif says, did man ever think about his food? That how we have made his food for him. What's the ayat of the Quran? فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. Look at your food. That how Allah Ta'ala put water in it. How that shoots, broke the earth on top. The thin, fine shoot came. And then it became a tree. Mangoes came out from there. Leeches came out from there. Or your wheat came out. Your corn came out from there. Look at Allah's qudrat. So all this, why did Allah do this for me? Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. Dunya has been created for you, O insan. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You have been created for akhirah. But we don't think of this. We're just passing our life like zombies. Like a person with no direction in life. And like that we just make this that I'm here to please Allah. And then see, and Ramzan is a super period that Allah has given me for this preparation. Here where a nafil becomes the value of a faraz. A faraz becomes the value of 70 faraz. The shayateen are locked up. Your nafs is weakened by keeping roza. And you are enlightened with nur, with tarawih. And if you are here in the masjid environment with the nur of the masjid, what, how long? The farishtas are commanded to give up Allah's ibadat and say Ameen on your duas. What a month Allah has given us. If we can appreciate this, really, what a month this is for us. Kya batao kitni ronak ek tere dam se hai. What beauty there isn't of you all the month. This is a month really, that if you go and see, the malaika, so to say, they are dancing. So happy they are gone. They've gone in a different mood. The month of Ramadan has come. And unfortunately, we don't realize the value. It's just a month that we still carry on normal. Fortunate are those people who have freed themselves. Otherwise, we're still going to our shop. We're still carrying on. And we haven't understood what this month is. Eh Mubarak Mahina, Sidqa Hamari Jaan hai. Oh, what a blessed month. Our lives we sacrifice for you, the month of Ramadan. A person who knows this month, he will give his life for not his 30 days. He will not give up his food and drink for this day. And his man's great desire of woman, he won't give that also only up. He'll give his life for this month, if we come to know. But that is what we have to make effort to find, what this month is, what our life, and well, asr, our whole life, every moment is so valuable. In those valuable moments, Ramadan is the most blessed and most valuable of all. Teri khatir do jahan ki humko daulat mil gayi. Because of you, O Ramadan, through you, we got the treasures of the two worlds. A person who spends Ramadan, and this, what is this month of Ramadan? One is just spending it like that. We don't know what the value of it is. And one is that a person knew and he took what he had to take from this month. The month of December for a businessman, which is so important. But if there is you put your son in the shop, and 1st of December he put a notice on the door, gone fishing. So he will be back 15 January. So the month of Ramadan is a business, but he doesn't know what is December. Or the businessman didn't start ordering his goods from June, July, August for December. He's waiting that I'll see in December, I'll order my goods. The suppliers are closed already. The suppliers haven't got stocks anymore. Everyone has bought out. You're standing there with an empty shop. So Ramadan, Allah, what is a shock? What is 1 December? One day of Ramadan, 1 minute of Ramadan. But if we don't prepare for it, we just come like that, just sleeping, we come into Ramadan. What we know, one friend of ours, Alim, great, mashallah, elderly, he said the first time he went for Hajj, maybe about in the 50s, and wow, the conditions were those days, the roads also corrugated. He says, I just finally, I was sleeping, groggy, drowsy. Then they say, we're in Medina. Now a person who knew Medina is coming 100 kilometers before, he's starting to read Durood Sharif, preparing himself, I'm coming to Medina. That person and a person who was sleeping and now he's rubbing his eyes, his head is not right, he's throbbing, and you come into Medina, what enjoyment you get of Medina. So just like that, if we come into this month of Ramadan, we don't know where we haven't prepared also. What a great month. And preparation is not our white meat and our samosas and packing our pies and all that. And our haleem we are preparing. No, the month of this Ramadan, the spiritual aspect. A person who starts seeing with his eyes the spiritual aspect, what a great month. And he goes into Ramadan. What is that month for him? And don't waste our time. This Ramadan we have come in. How many more are we going to be spared? Make value of this time. Akhirat is forever. And this Allah has sent us. Our time in this dunya is not to pass our time. Our time in this dunya is to make this time valuable. And we got very limited time and very limited resources. And we have got a great, great as-safaru taweel wa zad qaleel. It's a long, long journey that we have to go. And we've got this little time and little capacity of our weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are created weak. Don't waste our time in material, in other things, futile things, useless things. And may Allah save us from haram in Ramadan. Even other permissible things. This is a month our mashayikh and our elders we saw. Everything was closed in Ramadan. Only now, ibadat of Allah. Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, even correspondence with his murids, replying to the letters, closed in the month of Ramadan. Meeting with people closed. The whole day, only tilawat of Quran Sharif. Just after Tarawih, that small finjan, that small cups of black tea, Achai Soleimani. We should drink that and with his friends. He should sit with his very close friend. Otherwise only ibadat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, ibadat all day, 30 sufaras a day Hazrat should read. And then all other works still also. One very close friend of Hazrat, a journalist, was informal. Be takalluf at Hazrat. Once he came and he said he wants to meet Hazrat. They told Hazrat, he's at the moment reading Quran. He came again, Hazrat is hamrawa in Quran. He came again, every time Hazrat was busy. So he knocked on the door and he shouted loudly, he said, Ramzan comes to us also, but not like a fever it comes to us. Like when you got a fever, it overtakes you. We also get Ramzan, but we do everything. What's wrong with you? Because it was informal with Shaykh, that now no time for anyone. If we knew what Ramadan is, we wouldn't have a single second to spare for anyone. This is such a valuable month, but we don't know what is the value. And in Ramzan we want to pass time stuff. Our Shaykh say a person wants to pass time, actually fails time. And in Ramzan the most valuable, all, every 24 hours are valuable. And the nights are so valuable, but in the useless pursuits, we are wasting our time. Rozadaro par tera ye kis qadar ihsan hai. Oh Allah, what a great... Teri khatir do jahan ke humko daulat mil gayi. Rozadaro par tera ye kis qadar ihsan hai. Oh Allah, what a great favor on those who are keeping their rozas. And then again, roza is not only staying hungry. There is a great difference of staying hungry, starving and fasting. Starving and fasting is not the same thing. Many people starve, go on hunger strikes. Many people in the jails, they go on hunger strikes. For any other objects of their life, they go on hunger strikes. This is fasting. This is not starving. A person who starves, Allah is not in need of your starving. Fasting is with the niyat to please Allah. And then you stay away from haram of the eyes, haram of the tongue. Then your roza becomes fasting. Haram of the ears you stay away from. Then see the value of it. If you did business, but they were called, your customers were giving you fake notes. You thought you were getting lot money, but when you went to the bank, they locked you up. Where you came with so much fake notes? So like that, if we kept fake rozas, and then we go in the qabr, what will be our condition? If we got genuine roza, that's going to help us. Fake money doesn't help you in your mind. I'm a rich man. I got $10 million. But they're all fake dollars. If you go anywhere with 10 fake dollars, they lock you up from you making this money. You are printing this fake money. So if our rozas are fake and we're thinking, I got genuine rozas. So how important isn't it to spend time in the khanqah and to make our islah? Otherwise, people are keeping rozas also, and they are, and the officers at different places, flirting around with women, talking with them, joking with them. How many other haram things people are involved? That isn't even a roza. It is you are keeping hungry. It's a fake roza you got. It's not a genuine roza, and you are bluffing yourself. So how important isn't it that a person comes? Our tilawat, is a genuine tilawat, or are we just thinking I'm making tilawat? And many people are just happy that we are doing everything, but we test ourselves. And everything has got a test. لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. Everything has got a reality. Your namaz is either إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ. If it is salat, تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Is it preventing you from wrong things? Or are you making namaz and you're just still carrying on? And if it isn't preventing you from wrong things, perhaps you are not making namaz. Perhaps it is what the Quran Sharif says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is wail, there is destruction for those people who think they are musallis. And that they are making namaz. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are so unmindful of their namaz. Their namaz has got no effect on them. Doesn't change them in any way. Rozas we are keeping, roza doesn't change us. Ramzan we are passing, but Ramzan hasn't changed us. In fact, we are waiting when will be each day we can start watching TV freely again. Now we are hiding and watching. Now we can start watching freely again. All that, then there is no benefit. The reality has to come. And that is why the khanqah effort is there. To bring this, to make this effort, that this reality comes into us. that we don't just bluff ourselves, and if you go to the bank with fake notes, they might even lock you up. But you can have a court case, you can win, you can lose, you can serve your sentence, you can come out. But when you go in the qabr, there is no second chance, there is no question whatsoever. Nobody has ever come back from the qabr. Everyone who is angry, what our amal. Don't think the people are just lying there. According to our actions, jaise karni, waise bharni. How you did, so you going to reap there. Na maane to karke dekh. This is a reality, and you see the results of it in this world. If a person is not sincere to himself, even those who make an outward show of deen, that we are pious, and when they talk, they go, oh, what philosophies they got. How they impress almost anyone with their talks. But they know they are not sincere to Allah. It's just a show. And there are many such people. Don't bluff ourselves. We can bluff other people. You can even bluff your sheikh. But you can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. Be genuine to Allah Ta'ala. So a person who is genuine in this world, he lives a peaceful life. And if not, you get problems in this world. What will happen in the qabr, akhirat, is a separate story. But in this world, you suffer the consequences. No happiness in your life. All the time there are problems all the time. You got no peace of mind. You got no contentment of heart. And a person, as maut comes closer, you start getting that big worry of maut. That what gunas I have done. Already in this world your azab starts. Then may Allah save us in the qabr. And there is no other place. It's either a garden of Jannah or it's a pit of hellfire. Eh? Where there are snakes and scorpions. Yeah, one mosquito doesn't let you sleep at night. One fly the whole day disturbs you and doesn't let you rest. And in the qabr, with all that, what will be a person's condition? So let us be sincere to ourselves, if no one else, but at least to ourselves. Tere aamad se har ek mu'min ka dil hai baagh baagh. Oh, by Ramadan, by your coming, every Muslim's heart is extremely joyous and happy. That is a mu'min. And if your heart is not happy, then you should check yourself whether there is iman in your heart. Because the month of Ramadan is such, it should give a mu'min joy. How can't it give him joy when Allah has beautified Jannah for Ramadan, for 9 months? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rajab is making dua for Ramadan. In Ramadan the duas are so much more. The last 10 days how much? When all the shayateen are changed in this month, your nafs is weakened. How can a mu'min be happy? If you are not happy, this is one test to see what my level of iman is. If I'm not happy of the coming of Ramzan and I'm wishing it must get finished quickly, check our iman. With that we can also check our iman. A mu'min will wish, it comes in the hadith, if my ummah knew what is Ramadan, they will want the whole year to be Ramadan. But if we don't know, we want it to get finished. Eh? A businessman, he doesn't want the December to get finished. Though he's exerting himself more, working, but he's making money. He wants it to carry on and on. Eh? And the worker, who is not getting any share in the profits, he's just going to get the same wage still. He wishes the month must get finished. I have to work so hard, otherwise I should stand 1 hour, no customers should come. Now all the time customers, I'm busy so all the time, I can't even eat properly. The worker doesn't get any benefit. As such, unless the boss gives him something, and how much will the boss give him also? But the boss who's making the money, he's looking. So a mu'min, if we knew what is Ramadan, we would look forward to it. But if we don't, we are just like, we got no knowledge also, we haven't acquainted ourselves, and knowledge is not enough. That attachment, that haqiqat, that just as we explained, like namaz without wuzu, what is that wuzu? Our whole deen without the yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala is just like that. If we don't know what is this month of Ramadan. Eh Mu'azzas Mehma, Teri Nirali Shan hai. Oh, what a honorable guest you are. And what qualities you have got. You're not an ordinary guest. You are an honorable guest. In that honorable guest, you are a very special guest, the month of Ramadan. If we get a guest at home, and when he comes home, then we haven't got the key for the door. We are looking for the key. And after half an hour, we still didn't find the key. We tell him, come back from the backyard. You have to pass through the foul run also. That mehman, what will you, or you have to jump through the window to get. That mehman guest will say, I'm not staying in such a house. Such people, and when you get to your room that they have allotted for you, the bed is not made up. It's dirty, the cupboards are all, the doors are broken, everything is in the toilet is not in order, it's dirty. If we, the month of Ramadan, such an honorable guest, and the honor and respect and reception of Ramadan is not samosas and white meat. It is how much we prepared our Quran, how much we prepared our ibadat, our insight. Ramadan, that person will feel that it is Ramadan. Otherwise, for the other person, Ramadan won't stay by you. So for you, it's just an ordinary month. Your TV will carry on, your other gunas will carry on. You won't stay away from guna, because Ramadan didn't come to you. Ramadan comes to everyone, but you closed your doors for Ramadan. You didn't welcome Ramadan. So Ramadan, you won't even feel it's Ramadan. And for you, you just wait, as restrictions must get fit. Ramadan didn't come, only some restrictions came to you. And that also is a burden for you. You won't enjoy this month of Ramadan. Noor chehre se aya aur qalb mein paakizgi. For those who have got this month of Ramadan, you can see the noor on their face. How happy they are. They are khashash, bashash. Oh, it is Ramadan. And their hearts have become pure because of the month of Ramadan. Sabar din ko raat ko shukr khuda har aan hai. During the day, sabar with the rozas. You are human, you feel your roza as a human being. Especially those places where the temperatures go up to 45, 50 degrees. Where the days are long days, 16, 18 hour days. And so you will feel it, but you make sabr. You are happy that what Allah will give. One person found a shepherd in the jungle on a hot, hot day, he kept roza. So you see, this day you kept roza, so hot day, and you in the jungle, no shade, no nothing. He says that, في أيام الخالية كلوا واشربوا هنيا بما أسلفتم في أيام الخالية. My empty days, I got nothing to do. I just have to watch the animals here. So my empty days, I'm keeping roza. And on Qiyamah Day, Allah will say, كلوا واشربوا, eat now of Jannat's ni'mat. What you did in the dunya, you kept your rozas. And nafil roza is kept. Those who have got that reality, nafil rozas are not easy for them. They are desirous for them. If they miss one of their nafil rozas, they feel sad. And for us, whereas rozas are burden. So this is one reality, and this is the khanka effort, if we can understand. Not just to become bad, just not to make some zikr and to make some muraqabah or something, but this comes in the heart, the reality of deen, of akhirat, preparing for that. Then they say, then see what life is, how a person will enjoy this, and how he'll look after and appreciate every moment of his life. He won't waste his time. Pure din ki sabr ka dekho to badla kya mila. And your roza, what you made the whole day, and this is more over for children, bhar gaya har qisam ke khano se dastarkhan hai. That the dastarkhan is full of food now. What things? How many things are put on the dastarkhan? This neighbor sent something, those neighbors sent something. All variety on the dastarkhan. This is a month we see with our eyes. Or the poorest person in the world, he also got what things on his dastarkhan. Allah puts in the hearts of other people, help out in Ramzan especially, how the people look after one another in this month. So this is the month, this is the outward things. The Eid, the outward Eid is new clothes, etc. And the real Eid is for that person who got a new soul. Like a snake, it changes its skin. From time to time, it sheds its skin and gets a new skin. For a mu'min, the Eid of the month of Ramadan, that your old dirty skin, you shed it. And now you go with a new skin into the new life. Into a new life. So this is if we make Ramadan what Ramadan is supposed to be. He dua tasneem ki har saal, hum mehman kare. And she, this lady, again think of this. It's not a man. Where Allah had placed her. She says that it is our dua, ya Allah, that every year we receive the guest of Ramadan. So if this year we did not prepare our house properly for Ramadan, prepare it for next year, make niyat at least. That for next year, that means immediately from now, not after Ramadan, start working on our qaza namazas, start working on our Quran tilawat, start working on keeping nafil rozas, getting attached to Allah, knowing the values of Quran, of Deen, of Dua, all these great pleasures. Then when Ramzan comes and we are ready for it. This year we went to a show, but we didn't prepare anything. So we couldn't benefit from all the things that were offered there. So next time, prepare properly. Now you know. Now then go prepare fully and see what you'll get. This great festival and this great celebration, everyone will get a share who is prepared for it. Iski khidmat to hamara deen hai, iman hai. To serve this month of Ramadan, that is to make all the ibadah, to observe it as it is. This is our deen. This is our iman. But if the month of Ramadan is just passing like that, then what will we get from it? So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of this great and honorable month. And Hadrat's beautiful poem, we'll just also just do it. Faizan-i-Madina hai, Faizan-i-Madina. All this what we have got is due to the Faizan, the Faiz, the Barakat of Medina al-Pak. Makkah, Allah in His wisdom didn't choose Makkah for the spread of Islam. Islam spread from Medina in the world. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina. My boat will also reach the shore sometime. That which is my boat, my life, I will reach Medina also one time. Dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah aur Medina. And with great love and enthusiasm we will see Makkah and Medina. Again here, our preparation for Umrah Hajj is passport, visas. Everyone make dua, I get my visas. They're not giving visas. That I get this done, I get my bookings done. Who makes me make dua that I must prepare for Ramadan? My inside must be ready for Medina Sharif, for Makkah Sharif. Hey, if we just go like that empty, then we'll go there, we'll make tawaf. And Allah's rahmat is coming down in torrents more than what all the where there are torrential rains. And heavy, heavy rains. More than that, Allah's rahmat is coming in at Kaaba Sharif, at Rauza al-Mubarak. But how many people remain dry? Because they got a raincoat of guna. And they don't make tawbah of the guna. So they are making tawaf, they are reading salatu salam, but they don't get one drop of Allah's rahmat. Where Allah's rahmat is coming down, more than that, the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, but they don't get one drop of that water also. Because well, we are covered with our guna. We are going for Umrah without namaz in our lives. While we are traveling, no namazes also. And we are going to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. While we are traveling, no parda of the woman also. And we are breaking how many laws to win through one nafil ibadah. And yet we are just massaging our nafs and making ourselves happy. I go every year for Umrah. I don't know why Allah loves me so much. Every year He calls me. This is hujjatul laka aw alayka. It is Allah's evidence against you or it is for you. If we are breaking Allah's laws, then what is in there? We are going to Rauza Mubarak and photoing, videoing all the time. And how are we dressing, etc. So are we benefiting in any way? So a person who prepares himself and goes, see what benefits he, even if he just went on a 3-day transit visa, he just managed one time, one tawaf, one umrah, and he went for one time salatu salam, he'll come with his cup full. With his jug and his bucket he will get full. But if we stayed there 3 weeks, we stayed there 1 month, Ramzan we stayed there, but we were not prepared. So we will go there empty and come back empty. Mu'min jo fida naqsh kaffe paaye nabi ho, that mu'min who gave his life for the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ho zere qadam aaj bhi alam ka khazina, the treasures of the world will fall at the foot of that person who even today follows the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it doesn't make sense, the Western lifestyle, their way of life, their fashion, we die for those things. For their sports players, their cricket, soccer players, we die for those people. And for deen, we don't have the value. This is what will give us value. Kar sunnat nabawi ki kare pe rawi ummat. If the ummat will follow the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tofa se nikal jayega phir uska safina. The ship of the ummat which has been caught in the storms of the sea, it will go out of the storms as soon as we come back onto sunnats again. Our hearts cry, what is happening in Palestine? Syria, all these places. But when you see, then how those people are dressed, far away from deen. The names also have changed. Our names have changed. Our names are far from deen. We prefer the names of some film actress for our little daughter. Today we prefer names that just sound nice. No matter what the meaning is, or it's got a bad meaning. Some names, if it comes to mind, is the name of a witch. But just because it sounds nice, I can't just remember now. How many people are keeping the names of their daughters? A witch in the storybook of the witches. That's the name of a witch. But just it sounds little nice. So we get mad for that. Deen is keep the names of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, of the pious people, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ye daulat iman jo mili saare jahan ko, this treasure of iman, when which we are not treasuring. It is there, it is with us, but we are not treasuring what Allah has given us. Faizan-e-Madina hai, it's all the blessings of Medina. Jo qalb parisha tha sada ranj o alam se, that heart that was always in problems all the time. Great anxiety and disturbances in the heart and problems in the heart. فَيْزَانِ نَبُوَّتْ سَي مِلَا اُسْكُو سَكِينَ. By the blessings of following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly in his way and having love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that heart that was always in problems, you will find sukoon. And wallah, no psychologist can give you that sukoon. No doctors can give you that sukoon. What if you have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you follow in his ways, what Allah's rahmat will come down upon you. جو درد محبت کا ودیت تھا اصل سے, that love of Allah Ta'ala which we kept in your heart. Every person, Allah showed himself and everyone had great love for Allah Ta'ala. Everyone Allah asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, and we saw Allah. And everyone immediately accepted, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. مؤمن پہ ہوا کشف و مدفون خزینہ. For a mu'min, that treasure that was buried, it opened up, it came out for a mu'min. That is when you become a mu'min. Not just by name and its statistics, you are written as a Muslim or a mu'min, or in our home we know, in our community, we are all 95% Muslims here. But who are really Muslims? That is a different thing. To have a picture of a lion and to have a real lion is different. World of difference. To have artificial flowers and real flowers, world of difference between the two. Are we artificial Muslims? Are we picture Muslims? Or are we real Muslims? A Muslim, his condition, Allahu Akbar. For example, which comes in the hadith, a munafiq commits a guna, it was like a fly sitting, he just made it fly away. A mu'min commits a guna, like a mountain fell on him. But we making so many gunas, not even tawbah istighfar, not even just the word of tawbah and istighfar. With our eyes, with our mind, what evil things, and no tawbah. So a mu'min, if he makes a guna, but per chance, he doesn't first of all. But if he does, it's like a mountain has fallen. So we can check ourselves whether we pay for Muslims or whether we are real Muslims, whether we are artificial flowers or real flowers. اے ختم رسول, کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, oh the finality of the messengers, by your barakat and your face, how many human beings, har shar se huye paak, bane mithal nagina, they got freed of all evils. Whether you are drug addict, you are an alcoholic, whatever, it has to go away, it has to go away. Allahu Akbar, this is not theory. The Sahaba, their leeka, when leeka finally became haram, like the heavy storm rain, how water flowed on the streets, wine was flowing on the streets of Medina. So much of wine, they took pride that who had the oldest wine, which is regarded as the most enjoyable and the best wine. They should pride themselves. Their poems, their ash'ar, were filled with poetry of wine. But, were Allahu Akbar, what they were and what. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cries and says, and he thinks of the day when he took his two-year-old daughter out of Makkah Sharif and dug a grave for her. And she is helping the father to dig the grave, but he buried her in that grave. Such people became Umar ibn al-Khattab. Such people became who, and who didn't they become? The person like Wahshi, who martyred the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who ate his liver, he became a jannati and a favorite of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person like like Khalid ibn Walid, a person like the son of Abu Lahab, Ikrama running away, going into seas, I'll go to another country, that such a person becomes who? What is, so why can't we become? But if we just apply ourselves, we just make little tawajjuh, and Allah has given us what a glorious month. A month filled with all power, hidayah, if we pay any attention. A poet says, and it's not here in this, but he says that, your favors are so great, if I was worth anything, I could have taken. If Allah's favors are showering, are pouring down, torrents of rain of Allah's rahmat, of our hidayah, for our mercy, for our goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat are coming down in this month, but we turn a blank eye. We don't want to put our cup and take some of this, of Allah's mercy. Taraweeh is too long for us. We rather sit at home. And then shaitan tells us, put on the TV box, you're doing nothing. Then how are we going to get this mercy? We're falling into all other haram. What a great month Allah Ta'ala has given it. Khali jo tha, anwari muhabbat ki ramak se. Those people who are completely empty of ramak, of a little bit of life. When a person is dead, and when you call the doctor to check up, he feels a pulse, some life, some pulse is coming, no life whatsoever. People who are completely empty of Allah's love, jo kufr ki zulmat se tha, ek aag ka darya sa laga hai, wahi seena. That person who had no ramak, no spark also, not a little bit also where we could light a fire for Allah's love, suddenly by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the barakat of Quran in this man, they became a burning ball of fire of love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given, nobody can ever lose hope, but we apply ourselves. And the main thing from my experience I've seen, be sincere to yourself. Don't try and make a show in front of people. A show, there are those people that, for example, they admit themselves, in Medina, in Hajj, Mecca, Medina, they don't make one namaz, but they know now some buzurg has come. So now they dressed up properly like a buzurg, and they take hadiah for that buzurg also, and they talk some big philosophies and of tawadu and that who we are, that person, oh, this person is, but he misses his namaz, not qaza he makes also, not he's making without jamaat, not making namaz in Medina also. How can we benefit you? Be sincere to yourself. Be genuine and see Allah's rahmat has to come. Allah Ta'ala is not a racist. Allah Ta'ala is not that Allah sees who's the rich and the poor, who are the influential and who are not influential. Allah's fazl is for everyone. If you are worthy, you will take, you will get. You can't be deprived. It's impossible. Sadqe mein tere ho gaya wo rehbar e ummat. Those people who were those who did not have a spark of life in them, no deen, no love of Allah, they became the guides of the ummah. Allah made them what sahaba, Allah made them what awliya, and they became means of millions of people getting hidayah. And not only in their time, till today they are source of hidayah. The sahaba radiallahu anhum, the awliya, till today they are source of hidayah for the world. Jo kufr ki zulmat se tha ek abd kamina. That person who was kamina, who is a base person, who you like a snake, a scorpion, you try and save it, it bites you all the time. You try and do good to the person is bad to you. A kamina person who is bad, you help him out, he talks bad about you. He harms you all the time, he wants to rob you all the time. Such people also got their hidayat. A person who was so bad, not only he was bad, but he was so bad, he also got hidayah. And this, as I say, is not theory, it's reality. And it's happening today. Allahu Akbar. Some of our friends, one I see here, and some of our other friends, when you see the emails, a young girl, for example, 17-year-old girl. What's the life of a 17-year-old girl today? But when you read her emails, what love of Allah. How, what connection with Allah. A professor at university, mixing, what a dressing, university life. Once I saw it, in Spain we were, and it was 12 o'clock at night, Isha was quarter to 12, we came out, and the university was just there. Never in my life I saw such fitna and such evil there. A university, one doctor friend of ours, of Welcome, he says he went and met his son in a university in South Africa. When I went there, he said, I don't know if I was in Europe or where I was. And I thought I must put my son in kufr here. In Jahannam I must put my son. He went through. He said, I won't put my son in Jahannam here. So there, in such places, this professor, what Allahu Akbar. I envy him what qualities Allah has blessed. And how many others, young people, a person working in a laboratory, young man, and the woman who he works with, how they are dressed. But what qualities? So it's possible. Today it's possible. And Allah is giving it. If we are worth anything, Allah won't deprive us. Allah is not a person who looks at the rich only. He's not a racist and looks only at the white or only at the black. Allah's puzzle is forever if we are prepared to take it. Eh, salli ala aapka faizane risalat. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durur. What is durur? Saying jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And expressing our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that, your barakat of your risalat, your little hajar tha, wo hua rushke Medina. That person who was a stone became the envy of Medina, a pearl. Expensive ruby, expensive stone. A person who was a stone became the envy of that precious stone, beautiful shining stone, envy that stone to all the Faizan of Nabi. Ramzan we have got, what haven't we got? We got Ramadan, we got Quran Sharif, we got du'as for this night, we got rosas for year, we got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got the teachings of Nabi sallallahu, all this Allah has given it to us on the plate. If still we don't want to eat, all your wonderful juice is there, all types of juice we don't want to drink, then who can we blame? It is there for everyone, Allah has placed. You don't have to be an Ali, you don't have to be an Hafiz, you don't have to be the son of an Ali. Allah has placed it for everyone. Jo doobne wala tha, dalalat ki bhawar mein, that person who was drowning in the misguidance of the waves of the sea. If any person, any time that happened, and you got caught up in a wave of a sea, and you don't know which side is the shore, which side is the sea, you got no direction. And the waves are coming, and that waves are such that they just wipe you off your feet. You got no balance, you got nowhere to go. A person who is in such a condition, what hope has he got? Like a straw on a wild sea. What hope has that person got to be saved? Ab rehbar ummat hai wo gumra safina. That little twig which was on the sea, where it had no hope of salvation, of righteousness, it became the guide of the people. So any person, whoever you are, you also Allah's fazal. This is the month of Ramadan. This is our Quran. This is our Nabi, which we have been blessed. Just apply ourselves and be sincere to yourself. Jo kufr ki zulmat se nange khalaiq, that person who in the darkness of kufr, the whole creation hated him. That what a person this is, how terrible he is, how wrong he is. He noor-e wilayat se munawwar wahi sawseena. That same heart today has become filled with the noor of wilayat. This is the month which Allah has given us. Akhtar ki zuma aur sharf-e naat-e Muhammad. Hadrat says that my tongue and the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his greatness and his value, Allah ka ahsan hai, be khoon aur paseena. It is only Allah's favors that I'm not worth anything. Allah's solely his favors, and Allah's favors are all the time. And whether now we are in the 15th century Islamic, 21st century English, whether we are here in the southern part of Africa, Allah's fazl is there all the time. Ramzan, there is no limit to it. And where those who have come here for itikaf, who are spending their 50 days, it is Allah's fazl. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. It's not that you have come here of your own accord. Whether it was Abu Bakr from Vulcan he came, Maulana came from Chicago, or anyone else from wherever you came, Maulana came from France. It's not you have come, Allah brought you. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate. میں آیا نہیں لایا گیا ہوں. اللہ brought me. I didn't come. I got my ticket booked. I got this fixed up in there. Allah brought me. Allah made intizam for my ticket. It's all from Allah Ta'ala side. محبت دے کے ترپایا گیا ہوں. That Allah gave me His love and He made me restless in this love of His. Now the poet says, تیرے بن سکون ہے نہ آرام. Without you, O Allah, when a person has found Allah, a person who got connection, electricity now, all the time he was living in a shanty, no, but now he got connection, now fluorescent lights are burning now. Now that what's energy savers, they are burning now, my aircon is working, my stove is working, but when that light goes away, now nothing is working, my heater is not working in cold winter nights, my aircon not working in summer hot days, nothing that. So like more than that, when Allah's light is cut off from a person, tere bin sukoon hai na aaram, a person who has found Allah, when he is little bit is without Allah, he will become bechain, like a fish out of water. Tere bin sukoon hai na aaram, taratne se humko fakat hai kaam. All the time we are just restless without you, O Allah. We want you. Muhabbat ka bas yahi hai inaam. This is the reward of the love of Allah. Nisbat usi ka naam hai. Nisbat usi ka naam hai. Ke unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. Connection with Allah, the true connection, that you can't stay without Allah. Middle of the night you wake up, you see immediately, Ya Allah, save me from the azab of qabr. Ya Allah, help me, help my family. All the time your connection with Allah. Today our namazes we haven't got connection. Our tarawih we haven't got connection. What is being read in the Quran Sharif? But no connection, we are being our business. We are where and where in the world. And then we wonder why I'm not benefiting. We're not coming on track. You're not on track, you are off track. How can you reach your destination? The train that is derailed, is the train going to reach its station? How can it reach? If it's on its track and it's moving, Allahu Akbar. And remember, there is also one that a car is, or your jumbo is stuck. And they are pulling it with a tractor, jumbo jet. Pulling it with a tractor. What's the use of that? Or people are pushing it from the back. Because the battery is flat, jumbo jet. They are pushing it and it must start. How? With its own power, how it will fly. So if we are being pushed all the time, life is pushing us. We are pushing the wife all the time. Maulana is pushing us all the time. This one is pushing us. Now develop your own inside power. And then see, you'll put 500 passengers in your jumbo and you'll fly away with them. You'll drop them off one place, you'll pick up another 500 passengers and you'll take them to another place again. Just get our own qualities and then see where Allah Ta'ala will take us. But without that, and so this is that month to develop that inside power. How long are we going to be pushed that if I don't go for namaz, my wife will fight with me. And she's going to tell me all, whole lot of things. And what will the people say that you maulana and you're not coming for namaz? Imam sahab not coming for fajr. One day, okay, we can oversee. But now all the time Imam sahab not coming, and just because of the fear you come in for fajr. Whether your wuzu you made last minute properly or istinja you made properly or not, but now mutawallis, I'm there, I have to be there, I have to make that come with your own force, your own inside thing, and see, you won't feel groggy, you'll get up half an hour before time, you'll be up from tahajjud time, and you'll enjoy being up, you won't feel that, oh, whole day my head is heavy or anything. So this inside power we have to develop, this is why we are here, and I'm saying and repeating this so much, for our friends who have given their time here. You have made a big sacrifice, get in return, and Allah is prepared to give. Just now make your that effort to apply yourself from your heart, sincerely, from your heart. Don't worry about anyone else. Nobody is going to help us Qiyamah's Day. Nobody is going to be with us in the qabr. Not your wife, not your mother, not your son, your father. You're going to be alone. So prepare. I have to prepare. My Allah is there. Don't worry for praises of people. That's not going to help you anything. Don't worry of criticism of people. That's not going to harm you. Worry about Allah. Is my Allah happy with me or not? If my Allah is happy, don't try and impress people also. With your bayans, you try and impress people. With your tilawat, you try and impress. Don't do it for Allah's pleasure. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give. May Allah bless us with these realities. Those brothers who want to become bayat, come forward. Oh. زين ما شاء الله. يوصل يدور أحسن. كم بريدة؟ وين زبير؟ أوف هاوتا. زبير يسيه؟ أوف هاوتا. didn't come. Okay. Very briefly, that is sunnah, not faraz. What is faraz? Faraz ayn is our islah. And that is for that purpose. So therefore, that becomes absolutely essential and necessary. Well, many people who try and make their own islah, they succeed for a few days, they fall back. Succeed for a few days, fall back again. So if you have a sheikh who will guide you, then you'll move forward, inshallah. So there are few things to do. And today, our mashayikh, Allah reward them, they got their finger on the pulse, they know our weakness. Today's mu'amulat are so easy. Before they should show 120,000 times the zikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, duruj, 125,000 times a day. Today a person will have to go med hospital. Our buzurgs know our condition, made it very easy. What we have to do? Maintain Islamic dressing all the time. Wherever we are, always maintain proper Islamic dressing. Secondly, tilawat of Quran Sharif. If we read just 3-4 pages a day, we'll make at least one khatam in the year. Minimum that is. More than that, alhamdulillah, but at least 3-4 pages. For ladies, read at least a quarter supara, so that the certain days they can't read, so it covers up for that, they can make one khatam. 100 times La ilaha illallah every day. As students, after you speak to me, students will be less. But otherwise, 100 times La ilaha illallah, and the first and more or less every 10 times, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Durul Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm vacuuming, I'm taking out from my heart all the dirt, the filth. And what particular weakness we find in ourselves. I'm weak in fajr, I'm weak in my eyes, I'm weak in my anger, whatever. Particularly that I'm taking it out, that weakness. And illallah, I'm putting the right thing in my heart. I'm putting humbleness in my heart. I'm putting sincerity in my heart. And generally, all the good conditions. So a person who does it 100 times, how can't his heart become clean? Not a few days, one zikr majlis, you do it properly, your heart will become purified. And also see, like we go istinja, sometimes you have to urinate. Sometimes you drink a lot of water or coffee or something, and you urinate how much? Your urine comes out quite a bit. But to make istinja, you don't need that amount of water. Just little bit water and your istinja is done. You are clean. So one time zikr will be also enough. Your whole life of ghaflat and unmindfulness and guna, but Allah's name is so powerful, just take it in the right way. And 100 times Allah. After the first Allah, to say some word of Allah's greatness, Ta'ala Shanuhu, Jalla Jalaluhu, is wajib. And say it with this in mind, that, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you are so beautiful. You are so kind. I need you. Oh Allah, you also love me. You come in my heart. How won't Allah come? Allah wants to. And that is why Allah has put us here to gain Him, to find Him. That is why our first purpose is to find Allah. So Allah wants to, if we just pay little attention. And then keep contact with the Shaykh. That is the next important thing. Many people don't keep contact. I inform regularly, I'm doing this, I'm not managing this. Just that contact, duas come out. And every individual, like I said with the students, when they'll keep contact, we'll then tell them, no, you can't do 100 times, you must do less. Your kitabs, your studies are more important at this time, etc. Every individual according to his condition, then the medicine is changed accordingly. Now, this is just a general medicine for everyone. But a person who keeps contact and does his ma'amulat, he flies in the world. Where's our Riyaz? Riyaz Mashallah is from India. His imam in his masjid told him that you're going majlis all the time, but tell you don't keep personal contact. Write to Maulana. Nito tu pachari rahi jaye. You're going to be left behind if you're not going to keep contact. He's giving him very good advice, his Maulana Mashallah. Advised him to get bayat also and how to fulfill the rights of bayat. So a person who keeps contact also and who does his ma'amula, wallah, that person flies in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Give your hands. Can we do it?
And read the khutbah in Arabic, then repeat after me, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadariya, and the silsila of the Sohar Wardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all 4 silsilas and of all the buzurgs, accept my dua and accept my bayat and accept my tawbah. O Allah, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha wa ta'afiyat, izzat, rahat and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. So do that what we have to do, and inshallah we will progress. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, accept our Ramadan Oh Allah, let us realize the value and honor of Ramadan. Oh Allah, what a great time and season you have blessed us with. But the great beauty and the anwarat and barakat of Ramadan and the blessings of Quran, which become so manifold greater in this beautiful month, oh Allah. Duas are so valuable, but the duas of Ramadan, what to say, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you blessed us with rozas, oh Allah. We who are so weak, where could we ever even imagine to stay without food and water for one meal? But you make it so easy for us. Grant us the realities of these also. Oh Allah, make our complete islah, oh Allah. Make our hearts attached with you, oh Allah. Grant us to see, ya Allah, the inferiority, the uselessness of this dunya, and the great superiority and the great value of deen and of akhirat, oh Allah. Open the treasures of dunya, of Ramadan upon us, of Quran upon us, of our deen, O Allah. Let us see that this dunya is nothing but a deception, O Allah. Let us see clearly with our eyes, O Allah. Bless us with all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.